illumination is leading me to success. When I open my heart and I listen within myself, I find that I am already a success. I find that I already live my life in the most wonderful, successful, happy, vibrant, dynamic way that one can ever be. Just what is success? Success is accomplishing my goal. Success is doing what I want to do. Success is being me and having fun. Success is achieving all of the desires of my heart, step by step, maybe all at once, maybe step by step, one at a time, but success is accomplishing what my heart is looking forward to accomplishing. Now, can I do that? Can I accomplish what I'm looking forward to accomplishing? I certainly can. And will I accomplish what I'm looking forward to accomplishing? I certainly can. How do I go about accomplishing what I want to accomplish? What sort of things do I put in motion in my life, in my world, to achieve what I want to have, and I call it success? Well, the first thing I do, I say, what is it that would make me happy? What is it that would make me happy today, for instance? Today I am at home. It's a lovely Sunday, and I am enjoying the beautiful weather here on the mountaintop. And I'm looking around my yard, and I'm seeing how glorious it is, and I'm saying, what would make me a success today? And I say to myself, well, what would make me a success is to go out and water my trees. I have 18 trees here surrounding my hermitage, and I would water these trees. So I take the hose. I have three hoses on each side of the house, and I have a hose, and I water the trees. I soak the roots, sprinkle the leaves and the pine needles and so forth, and make them all shiny and nice. And I do that. It takes me about a half an hour to water all the trees around the property, giving all the trees a nice puddle of water at their base. And when I'm done, I roll up the hoses, and I put everything away, and I sweep off the pavement and make it all look nice. And I say, yes, very good. I'm a success. I successfully watered all the trees around the house. Watered all the plants, watered all the flowers, watered all the things, and swept it up and make it look nice. Now, I really enjoy it. Now, maybe nobody will ever come to my house today because I may not be around here. I may be other places. No one will see my success in watering my plants. No one will realize I did it. I did it for myself. I did it because it made me happy. It made me feel wonderful. And while it makes me feel wonderful, I am a very wonderful, successful person. It's a joy. It's a delight. It's just grand to do that. Now, you say that's a very minimal, nominal type of thing to do, have a success in watering your plants. Well, anyone can do that. No, you can't. How many days do you go without watering your plants? How many days do you go without watering the trees around your house? How many days do you go without doing these things? Well, the moment you do it, then you're a success. How many times have you gone for a meditation walk? How many times have you taken time every single day? And this is a regular situation. How many times every single day have you definitely sat down and said, I'm going to meditate? How many times have I said that? How many times have I done? Have I made it a special time to do this? Have I made it a special circumstance, or do I just let it happen as it happens? Sometimes it doesn't happen, and sometimes it happens. Do I make it a very special time to sit down and meditate? And I say to myself, okay, yes, I do. I make it a very special time to sit down and meditate every day 15 minutes before lunch. And so 15 minutes before I go to lunch, I sit down and I meditate. And I think, I'm relaxed, I'm peace. And as I do this, my mind, my body, my whole being feels in harmony with all that is good. I have a successful meditation. Oh, yes, I do. I have a successful meditation where I feel just really great. And because I feel just really great, I am doing all the things that make me very, very happy, that make me very, very content, that make me feel that all is good in my world. And all is good in my world. I love me. I love what I do. I am a success whenever I achieve what I set my heart to do. Now, it doesn't have to be a big thing, but it is whatever I do. When I start making sure that I'm a success on all the little things I do, I can be sure the big things I do will be a success too. Now, I may have said to myself, I'm going to write a book. And I do nothing to accomplish it. But if I am going to meditate at a certain time each day and be successful at it, I must follow through with my choice. Now, if I'm going to write a book, I must say to myself, okay, now, every morning I'm going to get up 2 hours early and I'm going to go into a private room of study or somewhere, and I'm going to take my computer and I'm going to sit there and I'm going to write one chapter every single morning, one chapter of my book, whatever it may be. And I will sit down and write the titles out of the various chapters that I'm going to have and write out some. The title will be guiding me in the content. And then every morning I get up 2 hours before I would normally get up, and I go and sit and write. I don't take a shower first. I don't wash up. I don't wipe the sleep out of my eyes. I don't brush my teeth. I don't do any of those. I do my writing first. I don't put anything before sitting and writing. Well, wouldn't it be nice to have your eyes all washed out and have your teeth brushed and do this? No. Those are merely distractions that say to you, I'm going to do something else before I start. So when my inner alarm clock goes off and it says it's 2 hours before I'm supposed to get up, I arise and I go separately and I sit with my computer and I type out the chapter that I've written down. I've written down maybe about 50 titles for chapters. And I don't have to take them in any sequence that I wrote them down. I just take them. And then I look at my list of chapters and I say, that looks like one would be fun to write. And I check it off and then I write it. And I sit for 2 hours doing nothing but writing. I click on my computer, but in an instant it's on and my mind is on and my chapter is on. I write the title of the chapter and I say, the love of my life. And then I go on to describe the love of my life. And the next day I write, the joys that make me happy when I'm doing something for another. And then I write about that. And I just take all the chapters that I want to write. And by the time I'm done, 10 days, 10 chapters. A month, 30 chapters. A year, wow, 365 chapters, wow. Oh, no skipping time? No, no skipping time. Now, I've written this book, and I say, wow, that's a good book. But am I a success at it? I surely am. Now, can I take that book and just throw it away and say, okay, I've done my thing. I'm a success at it. I don't need to publish it or do anything like that. I just let it be, and I'm a success. But I'm a success because I did what I said I was going to do, and I did it well, and I did it lovingly, and I had fun doing it. And to me, that's what success is all about. How about you? Is that what success is all about for you too? Doing what you say you're going to do, lovingly, joyfully, wonderfully? Well, if it is, you can be sure you'll be a success far more often than you realize, and you'll be a happy success.